Sean Mice here for coaching Q&A today. You've just unmuted your line. I believe this is Mandy, or my screen is telling me that your telephone company thinks you're Mandy. Who is
No,
that?
I am Mandy.
You are Mandy. All right. Your telephone company and my conference service are both correct. How are you today?
I'm really good, and I'm glad that I caught the end of your call, so I hope I get a replay. I have two questions, and it feels like you're pretty fearless, and you just show up and you produce. And I used to be that way, and like I've got all kinds of certifications, and I've made a lot of money, but the last 2 years I've just kind of been in this identity crisis thing that I think I'm finally coming out of. But my fear now is kind of like I got to the point where everything that I thought I knew just didn't sit well with me anymore. And I still love sales and marketing, but I have a really bad distaste for the way I used to do things, which is just pretty gimmicky, effective, and I made a lot of money, but it just didn't feel right. And I've come to the point where I feel like I've shifted from a self-promotional mindset to more of a self-actualization mindset. I'm focused on growth and contribution. And I've been reading and studying and growing, but I haven't been contributing. And my girls are suffering for it. And I know I just need to start working again and producing again. I guess it's some kind of existential crisis, but I need to move beyond it. And doing one thing a week, it is simple and I can do it, but I haven't been doing it. I guess I'm afraid that I'm going to be in the same trap again, where I really don't have a basis for what I believe anymore. Even though I want to do good, I don't know how to, maybe that's beyond the scope of this call.
Well, maybe it is, maybe it's not. Let's dig into a couple of things and let me see if I can help you, okay? So my guess is that at least half of the ethical challenge that you're having is with the selling method and the promises that you used to make, and you no longer believe that the promises are 100% and rock solid as you used to believe and as you used to tell people. So half of your problem is probably in the selling. Is that right or not?
I used to have a belief system that 70 to 90% of the people aren't going to do anything no matter what. And I was in a Kevin Nations mastermind, and he pretty much said that, you know, you shouldn't take money from people that you don't believe that you can help, and you need to qualify better. And that really has become my standard. You know, I know I produce results for myself, but just having the certainty that I can do that for others, I'm just hesitant.
So Mandy, let me ask you this. Let's take your entire program and throw it out the window for just a moment. Because if we take your entire program, it's rare that anybody's going to do everything in your program. You could have the best client in the entire world. They could get good results, but chances are they're going to skip something in your program. They're not going to do the whole program anyway. So they're still not going to get exactly the results that you want. And we can use all kinds of rationalization methods to rationalize away the non-producers and the people that don't do the work. But deep inside of us, and Mandy, I think I can speak to this like I probably couldn't have a couple of years ago, because I've gone through the same challenge myself, and it's not been easy. I've gone through a challenge that says if I'm selling a training program, that works if you'll do everything. And at one point, I had the attitude that as long as I'm fully ethical in selling it and you don't do the work, that's your problem and not mine. And obviously, from a psychological perspective, that's obviously accurate and it's true, and it's, for the most part, that's probably how we should live our lives. But at the same time, I have begun to believe that because of my experience, because of your experience, we both can break things down in such a way that we can get people to get better results. So let me ask you this. If you took your entire training program, and inside of your training program, there's probably lots of little exercises. Do this little thing, do this little thing, do this, and then they all add up to one big thing. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes.
Okay, and the problem is that most people don't do all the little things, and so most people just don't get the result that happens when you do all the little things, right?
Yes.
Okay, and so therefore, you begin to feel not good about telling people, just buy this, do all the work, and you'll get this result, because although that's a true statement, if you'll do all the work, you know that you know that you know that 100% of people will not do the work, and therefore that helps make you feel like a liar inside, right?
Definitely.
Okay, the reason I can tell you that is because I've been through that. The last year or two, I've been through that, and I am emerging. I'm on the other side of it. I'm just ahead of you, though. Now, let me ask you this. If we take one component of those 100 things, there's 100 things in your training program. If we take one component that's easy for people to do in 30 minutes, one exercise, if they do that exercise, will they have a predictable result?
Yes.
Okay, so if we take one exercise, we're not talking about a program where we know that nobody is going to do 100% of the exercises. It's not going to happen. I mean, if anything, 1%. But, I mean, it's so close to zero. Nobody is going to do 100%. We know that. However, if we break it down to one tiny exercise that takes 15 to 30 minutes, and if somebody is willing to spend their hard-earned money and not even do 30 minutes worth of work, and it's just a small speck of money compared to what you used to charge for the whole course, and they give you that little bit of money, and they still won't pull the trigger and do 30 minutes worth of work, would you feel less bad about taking their tiny little bit of money if they didn't do the work?
Oh, a whole lot less. I guess that's the problem. So I've been doing Done With You book publishing, so maybe just going for that big sale immediately is too much of an obligation for me to give to the wrong people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So if you were to break down everything that you do into small components, and instead of selling it as one big program with a big commitment, with a big promise, and a big price tag, if you were to break everything down and sell each piecemeal, such that if they just do 30 minutes worth of work or 1 hour worth of work, they will get that result, then you'd feel good about selling it. People could take that one step, and they'd feel good about buying, and as long as they did the step and they got results, they'd come back and buy the next step. How would that feel, Mandy?
Good. Really good.
And then if they did 10 steps and you've got 100 steps and they did 10 steps, would you then feel comfortable saying, I've got a program that you've proven to do the work. I've got a program that if you'll continue to do the step-by-step, you're more than welcome to buy them piecemeal, but I've got a program where you can buy all the steps together and get a big discount on them. So it's still a steeper price, but the positioning is that they don't have to do them all. They just do one step at a time as they will, and as they do each step, they'll get results. And if they do all the steps, they'll get to the final result. Would you feel good and clean and comfortable about selling something like that?
Yeah, I think that, like, the first step is really organizing their thoughts into their one big thing. And I think just staying in that space, because I think that's the biggest thing that you have to do continuously. All the other stuff is just menial, and it's just a lot of little pieces that, you know, an outsourcer can do for $3 an hour. But the end result is really big. But the main thing is the boss control portion. And I think I could pretty much live in that space and feel really powerful in that space while they evolve through the rest of the process. I think that's what makes sense.
Okay, excellent. I think you've just gotten an amazing amount of clarity. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, excellent. So let me ask you this. You had mentioned you came in late. It looks like you came in closer to the top of the hour. I want to make sure you can get the recording to this. Are you in my coaching program, and is that how you received this number, or did you intend to come to the Faith to Be Fearless call?
I got an email from you. Faith to Be Fearless. That's what it says, 12 noon Eastern today, and I got on at 9:13.
Okay, excellent. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to hit reply to that email, and myself or my assistant will send you the recording to the training that you've missed. I'm getting ready to start late, the Faith to Be Fearless. Obviously, it was a good thing that you were here because you got some insight, but there's a full hour and about 20 minutes that you missed that if you'll just send us an email, we will get you that hour. And you'll be able to listen to it. It is part of a coaching program, and I'll give you a shameless pitch here. If you listen to it and you like it, then you can pretend you paid for it and think about joining in the future if you'd like to. And if you don't, that's okay. You may not be ready for it. How does all that sound, Mandy?
Pitch away. I'm happy to hear it. And I can't tell you how I've been in this dark night of the soul phase for way too long. And it's kind of like I just feel like I didn't want to do the first part of my program because it's a lot of mindset stuff. But that's really where my heart is at because of what I've been through recently. And it feels right when you said just that one little part and the right people, just being able to talk about that one little part consistently, it makes me feel solid, like I'm rooted in something. And I haven't felt rooted or solid. I just felt wavy and discombobulated and just insane. this feels really good.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. Very good. Okay, folks, so here's what I'm going to do. We're going to wrap up this call. For those of you that, and I'm seeing a number of you, you came in for the Faith to Be Fearless call. That should have started 40 minutes ago. Hopefully you've gotten some great information like Mandy did that's going to help you move it, you know, into that fearless place. However, we are going to move to that call now. And once again, hopefully this has all been good for everybody involved. I very rarely go more than a minute or two over on that coaching call. So for those of you that are new to the coaching, fear not. It's not normally a 100-minute call. I normally give you one bite, you go out there and do it. I really wanted, because of so many of the new folks that have come in this week and we haven't even opened up the doors to posting and all of that, but you're just here because the coaching call happens every week and, well, you happen to be here and I'm here and this is just the way it is. I really wanted to give you a foundation in what I teach so that you could move to the next level. And that took more than the 60 minutes that I had on paper. So I'm really excited that you were able to listen. And